name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, you have given mankind the ability to change the world. But first, he must change himself. Grant that all that we do in this life will truly benefit us, both now and into eternity. Grant that our work may truly be holy, and that everything we accomplish will bring us closer to your infinite glory. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, today I'm going to talk about the wonder, the beauty, the glory of work. Now, this is extraordinarily important because we're living in a society that doesn't value work, hard work, as it used to. When I was young, any job was a glorious thing. I worked in a little soda shop. It was a soda jerk. I just would pour root beer in big jugs and wash them. And I loved every minute of it because I was earning a living. Not much, mind you. But it was a beautiful thing because work in itself can give glory to God. Work in itself can give us a certain awareness of our own dignity, of our own ability to achieve and accomplish. Work, no matter what we do, if that work is united to God, if our lives as Christians are such that we see the value in what we do because we've consecrated it to God, we have given our day to the Lord, everything we do becomes part of our salvific event. Doesn't matter what I do. If I say to the Lord, Lord, I desire that this day of work will give you honor and glory. Everything I do that day becomes glorifying God. I don't have to be praying out loud. I don't have to be saying the Lord's Prayer from morning till night. Just living is giving glory to God. Doing what we are supposed to do gives glory to God. When I was in a seminary, I had one of the psalm teachers ask me, why did God create mosquitoes? And I thought, first thing that went through my mind, to give me patience. Well, I believe that every mosquito I kill goes to hell to torment the damned, but I knew that wasn't the answer. So what I did was I thought about it, and I prayed just for a moment. And then it dawned on me. The Psalms teach us that God created a mosquito to give him glory. Because when a mosquito is doing what it does, sucks blood out of something, it's fulfilling the will of God perfectly because it's doing what it was created to do. You and I, as human beings upon this earth, were given the dignity of work because that is what we must do. It is not about finding our dignity in the work we do, but finding our dignity before God and then bringing that to the work we do. It is your job and my job to sanctify our workplace. It is our job to see the value and how God moves among us and within us through that work. And I don't care what kind of work it is. Doesn't matter if you're selling cars or you're building a building or if you're pouring cement or you're teaching in a classroom. Whatever we do, if we live in the love of God, everything becomes salvific. One of the things you'll notice about those who love Christ, they will be always, if they truly love him the way he wants to be loved, they will always be the best employees that any employer could have. I have traveled all over the world, and that's the one thing I find. They say, Father, the people from your parish, those Christians, are the best workers. If I could hire only your people, I would. Because I can trust them. They've got a great work ethic. Why? Why do we have a good work ethic? Because we see the true value of the things around us. We're not working for things. We don't live to work. We work so we can live. And to live is what God gives us. He wants us to use the things around us, to enjoy the things around us, to glory in his gifts that surround us. The gifts that we personally have, sight, hearing, taste,
smelling, touching, just being alive is a wondrous gift from God. And then we look around us and we see the world and we realize that everything belongs to me, belongs to you. The sun rising in the morning, you paid nothing for it, and yet it is God's gift to you. The smell of the snow in the air when the winter comes, what a gift. The sound of the birds during the summertime, the sound of thunder coming from the distance, the flashes of lightning that I see. It's beautiful, magnificent mysteries of God's creative love. Seeing the snow, what used to be water, clear, almost invisible, all of a sudden becomes pure white. The marveling of God's gifts, the gratitude that you and I should have for all of the things that God has given us, the gratitude we should have to God just for the ability to be able to work, to get up in the morning and do something. I don't care if it's repetitive stuff. That is a gift from God. But you see, it's how we see things. If I look at things in a bad light, remember I told you before that I choose happiness or I choose misery? Well, that's exactly the truth. If you hate going to work, you've chosen that. You've chosen to be miserable. I've never worked at anything that made me miserable. Oh, I may not have been happy. I wasn't running around, jumping around. Oh, yeah, I got a clean toilet. I'm not sitting there crazy. But I will say this, that I was always filled with joy. A job has to be done. If I can do it and get paid for it, bonus. And so what we need to do is have a proper perspective. That's what I'm talking about. A perspective of work. We have to look at a job not as something that I have to do, but rather as something that is a vehicle to loving God, to giving myself a little bit more to the people around me, opportunities of being kind to people and raising them up, lifting them up from maybe their sadness or their misery. With regard to every single thing we do, we either choose to be joyful or we choose to be miserable. In work, it is imperative that we seek to choose to be joyful. Because if we do, then we make work a pleasure for the people around us. We actually do much better at work, and we even have a better chance of advancement because people who are joyful usually are really liked by other people. Now, if you're too joyful, they'll think you're crazy, so you got to kind of moderate that up a little bit. But it's the attitude that we have to have when working. It's the attitude when we are with other individuals. Work is a gift from God. It is a gift to be able to do something, to be creative by our very nature is important to us. We have hobbies where we create. We have gardens where we grow things. It is part of our nature to the need to accomplish something, to work at something, to perfect something. And everything can be perfected no matter what it is that we choose to do or what we have to do for a living. Let us, my brothers and sisters, have an attitude of love. Let us have an attitude and a work ethic that gives us the desire to get up in the morning and go forth and become something greater than we were the day before. Let us allow Christ, the joy that He offers to us, to be part of our daily experience. Let's just not leave Christ in church. Let us not just receive the Blessed Sacrament and then forget who it is that we have consumed, who it is that comes to us physically in His body, blood, soul, and divinity. Let us recognize that no matter where we go, no matter what we do, we must become the presence of Christ to the world. And let work in itself be that kind of catalyst that will enable us, through Christ, to touch the lives of everyone we meet. God bless you.